Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Creative Orange County, the radio show, where we interview Orange County, California's creative stars. My name is Susan, and I will be your host, and we're relaunching Creative Orange County, the radio show this year. We've had some fits and starts, but I've got a great guest today. Joining me is David Michael Lee, and David's assistant professor, gallery curator, interim department chair, I don't know, lots of hats, at Coastline Community College's Visual and Performing Arts Department. And David's going to talk about, 2016. He's got a great opening show tomorrow night and some other terrific events. So welcome, David.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Oh, you're very welcome. So let's talk about the show that's opening tomorrow. It's called Birdie. Sounds very interesting. So, how did that all come about? Who's showing? Time for the reception, all the details.
Well, we had, years ago, I lived on the edge of a park in Santa Ana, and it was across from the Naturalist Center. And anytime I saw a bird fly into my backyard that I didn't recognize, I'd walk over to the center and ask the naturalist, hey, what is this bird? And he would show me, then he pulled out this list. So back in like 2006, 2007, I actually put together an exhibition of birds seen in that park, and it was successful. And you kind of just open it up to a group of people and say, pick a bird. You got 6 months, make it happen, and let's see what you got. And I ended up with realism and abstraction and some sound. We even had a chef cook a quail as one of the dishes. So I was just sitting around thinking of new shows to do at this other space at Coastline, and I saw a list of birds seen in the area. So I said, hey, we should try this again because it was pretty successful the first time.
Sounds really neat. And you've got a lovely, so it's going to open tomorrow with a reception.
Correct. So today it's sort of open as like a preview. Okay. And we're still putting labels up, but everything's up. But tomorrow is reception at 5 o'clock to 8 o'clock. And it's great. We got maybe 65 artists. They've all picked their birds. There's some birds that are the same. But
I was going to say, there's any overlap? Or
for whatever reason, there's a lot of overlap with owls. I guess owls are popular right now.
Okay.
I mean, maybe it's a thing about wisdom. Who knows? But most
or Harry Potter, or there's an owl cam something, in the area.
Yeah, and it's great. So we have a sculpture, we have paintings, we have drawings of owls. But we have a pretty broad spectrum of birds seen in the area, as well as a broad spectrum of styles. I think, on one end you have a naturalist that's photographing birds in nature, and on the other end we have sort of a installation of sound that's vibrating seeds in its speaker. So there's a variety of things.
Oh, how interesting. And so it sounds like everybody was very keen on doing something. You've got a great lineup of artists, some who I know and some who I don't.
Yeah, and I found that by inviting starting with a list of 20, and then I asked each of those people, hey, spread the word, maybe invite a person or two, and that would kind of broaden the spectrum of people and kind of get me out of my area of who I know. And, I just want to get new people into the gallery, new people to participate in shows, and bring the community back together in the arts here at the college.
Oh, and Coastline's got a terrific gallery. It's been open, is it 3 years already or four?
I think it's almost 4 years. Our opening show was like October 2012, I think.
Okay, and I'm gonna put up the announcement for the show on Creative Orange County when we're done with the interview. And there's a great graphic, and who did that? I mean, it's really super cool.
That's a painting by Hillary Baker.
Oh, okay, okay. I know Hillary.
Yeah, the gorgeous painting. So.
Oh, it's okay. Yeah, wonderful. So, after Birdie, so what else is going to be happening this year? So, what's coming after that?
Well, it's sort of a populist exhibition. I did this a while ago as well, and again, it was a good turnout. It brought more people in, and we're sort of in this mode right now in the gallery and the college of creating awareness for the space. We're kind of hidden away in the industrial area of Newport, so it's difficult to get people just to find us. We kind of have to create mm-hmm. these events that they come to. So basically, the next exhibition is open to the public. Anyone can participate. The only stipulation is that they buy a specific frame from IKEA, and if the work fits in the frame, it's in the show.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
So we
okay.
had about 150 people last year, or 2 years ago did it, and we actually built some more walls in the gallery, and we're readjusting some things, and hopefully we'll get more. We did a little outreach as well. We're going to be showing student work from City College of San Francisco. We did a partnership with them last year for our faculty show.
Okay.
Where their faculty showed with us, and our faculty showed with them. And we went up there, we were there for the opening, and I met some of their students. I said, you know, this would be interesting. If let's give your students an opportunity to show in our student show.
Hmm.
And give them, kind of broaden the idea of...
Oh, sure.
Of what you can do as a student. And I kind of had an my motivation was that it'd be great for our community college students down here to go up there, you know, maybe take a summer school class or do like a study abroad, but rather in Europe or in South America, you kind of spend a summer in San Francisco. So I'm trying to build interest or momentum for that by doing these sharing exhibitions.
Oh, no, I think that's a terrific idea, you know, to get someone out of their comfort zone, you know, a new environment, you know, hey, you know, San Francisco is still very different and not necessarily have
yeah.
to go to Europe. So what's the frame that, what is it about this frame at IKEA? Is it a certain dimension, a certain color, or, you know, just one of their bestsellers?
it's called a Reba frame.
Okay.
R-I-B-B-A.
Oh, okay.
And there's different sizes,
uh-huh.
but there's one specific. It's like 19 and 3/4 by 26 and a quarter, something along those lines.
Large.
Yeah, it's a fairly good size. And the piece itself doesn't have to be that large. You know, you can mount it in a way where a 8x8 drawing is in the middle, and then the rest of it's just atmosphere.
Mm-hmm.
I've had people also frame a piece of plywood with that frame, and they've attached sculpture to it. So really what we're doing, and it makes it easy for us with the volume of people that are in it, knowing the size of the frame, I can lay out all the hardware,
mm-hmm.
and when the work comes in, it just goes on the wall in a grid. And then throughout the duration of the exhibition, myself or Mitchell, who's the gallery assistant, we can move paintings around and see how the conversation changes when you start putting different things next to each other. So it almost becomes interactive.
Well, that sounds really very interesting. And so I would imagine that you get all sorts of mediums, all sorts of, you know, probably like Birdie, you get a little bit of everything.
Yeah. You get a
and
little
open
bit
to the public.
You know,
so that's very cool. I'll have to make that announcement on Creative Orange County, too. And that's coming up when? When will Reba?
Well, the show opens the first week of April.
Okay.
But we're holding off to have the reception until the 16th, which is a Saturday. And we're going to have that in conjunction with sort of an open house art fair.
Mm-hmm.
Not inside the gallery, but in the main courtyard out in front. Where we're, like, for $20, people can get an 8-foot by 8-foot space, and they can bring their easels, they can bring their art, they can bring their tables, they can bring their jewelry, and kind of have it like an open arts event, art day, with the reception at the evening.
Oh, great. So a lot of energy that day. So the open call must have already gone out for Reba, yes?
It's slowly being pushed out there.
Okay.
It's being, you know, on Facebook, it's on the blog, and I've had a handful of people show interest, and we're collecting emails, and in the next couple of weeks, I'll send an announcement out with more details, but it's basically all laid out. You drop your work off on this day, and you show up on this day for the event.
Hmm, And everybody will be included if they drop it off.
Yeah, if we run out of room, you know, the idea that you can take things off the wall and move them around, we'll have a way of actually, if there is no space for everything, that things will cycle through, but things will always be available.
Okay.
But we have quite a bit of wall space right now, so.
Okay, well, that sounds terrific. And you're also going to be, I mean, quite, you know, I got your e-newsletter, and quite a lot's going on besides Birdie, which looks terrific, and Reba, which is just a great way to get the community engaged, you know, with the gallery, with the community college, with art, with culture, Orange County. you're also hosting some open studios with a model. And, you know, you're also advertising for, you know, taking classes at Coastline Newport Beach. So tell me a little bit about Open Studios. You've got a little bit of time left, and then maybe some classes.
Well, we try to keep one of the classrooms open so that when students, if they need more time, they can come in and sit and work. But every other week, starting on the 17th, which is a Wednesday, we'll be having dressed models sit down, and it's open for students, and it's also open to the public or people that have been involved with the gallery and people that kind of they've already taken all the classes they can take at the community college. So we're sort of doing it as a gallery activity for 3 hours every other week. We just open the space up and people can come in and draw and try it out. And it's not really staffed by a professor. It's more or less just an associate with the gallery that's around to be helpful. But it does help create a community.
Yes, and I think that's very important to do. You know, here in Orange County, we have so many disparate cities. somewhat of a divide between north and south, I found. And then classes. I mean, I'm sure you have some wonderful classes that you know, anyone can take too in the art department.
Yeah, we run the basic studio classes: drawing, painting, design. We have a more specialized classes like portrait painting. We have contemporary figure drawing and ceramics. We're adding in next semester a 3D design class, and that's going to help us build sort of a basic arts certificate where you take a series of six classes, and it sort of qualifies you as sort of the entry-level achievement status for a studio arts, and kind of you build on top of that, so you kind of have these goals that you can achieve, and see, the college loves it because they can see on paper this progression, and it makes the state happy because now we have students that are sort of coming into the school with a goal, and then achievements are made.
Sounds like it's been a terrific opportunity for you. I know you were at Chapman for a number of years, and you know, moved to Coastline, and just having all these hats. I mean, how very terrific for you, and how creative to be able to, you know, create events and programs, and you know, strategic partnerships. you know, it's. Sounds like it's been a terrific opportunity for you, too.
Yeah, I loved it. It's been great, and I like being parts of communities. I'm an Orange County native, and I've been out and about in the world, but I'm awfully happy to be here, too.
Well, it sounds great. And I just want to repeat, because we just have a little bit of time left, it's called Birdie. It's a show about birds, and about 50-some artists have contributed work. And that's going to open with a reception tomorrow, Friday, February 5th, oh my gosh, already, starting at 5, going to 8. That's at the Coastline Art Gallery, which is in Newport Beach. It's a little bit of a drive or to navigate, as David said, through the industrial area, but it's really worth it because it's a fabulous building. I was there when they were building it many moons ago. And so please step out and see the show and just stay in touch with Coastline Art Gallery. Sounds like it's going to be a great 2016. So I want to thank you, David, very much for coming on today. We'll be in touch again, I'm sure, as the year progresses.
Excellent. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're very welcome. And Creative Orange County, if you want more information, please visit creativeorangecounty.com. And my vision is to empower and engage Orange County, California's creative community to be a creative community showcase. And so everybody have a great Thursday. Thanks for listening.